Unit 11. Digestion. One step at a time. Each organ in the digestive system plays a specific role in the digestive drama. But the first act occurs in three places rarely listed as part of the digestive tract: your brain, your eyes, and your nose. The next acts take place in your mouth, your stomach, and your small and large intestines. Your brain, eyes, and nose. When you see appetizing food, you experience a conditioned response. In other words, your thoughts, "Wow, that looks good," stimulate your brain to tell your digestive organs to get ready for action. What happens in your nose is purely physical. The tantalizing aroma of good food is transmitted by molecules that fly from the surface of the food to settle on the membrane lining of your nostrils. These molecules stimulate the receptor cells on the olfactory nerve fibers that stretch from your nose back to your brain. When the receptor cells communicate with your brain sends encouraging messages to your mouth and digestive tract as the sight and scent of food make your mouth water and your stomach contract in anticipatory hunger pangs. Your mouth. Lift your fork to your mouth, and your teeth and salivary glands swing into action. Your teeth chew, grinding and breaking food into small, manageable pieces. At the same time, salivary glands under your tongue and in the back of your mouth secrete the watery liquid called saliva, which performs two important functions. Your stomach. If you were to lay your digestive tract out on a table, most of it would look like a simple, rather narrow tube. The exception is your stomach, a pouch-like structure just below your esophagus. Like most of the digestive tube, your stomach is circled with strong muscles whose rhythmic peristaltic contractions turn your stomach into a sort of food processor that mechanically breaks pieces of food into ever smaller particles. While this is going on, glands in the stomach wall are secreting stomach juices, a potent blend of enzymes, hydrochloric acid, and mucus. Your small intestine. Open your hand and put it flat against your belly button, with your thumb pointing up to your waist and your little finger pointing down. Your hand is now covering most of the relatively small space into which your 20-foot-long small intestine is neatly coiled. When the partially digested chyme spills from your stomach into this part of the digestive tube, a whole new set of gastric juices are released. while these chemicals work, contractions of the small intestine continue to move the food mass down through the tube so your body can absorb sugars, amino acids, fatty acids, vitamins, and minerals into cells in the intestinal wall. Your large intestine. When every useful, digestible ingredient, other than water, has been wrung out of your food, the rest, indigestible waste such as fiber, moves into the top of your large intestine, the area known as your colon. The colon's primary job is to absorb water from this mixture and then to squeeze the remaining matter into the compact bundle known as feces.